Warning. Playing the air guitar may impair your ability to drive or operate machinery.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name.
The Classic Rock Station. 98.3. The Snake.
We're back. It's Repeated or Deleted here on 98.3. The Snake. All brought to you by Diamonds Bar and Grill on 220 West Main Street in Jerome. I'm Kendra Wolf. Thanks for hanging out with me. And so far, this has been a lot of fun. You've already heard from half the world. Up next is Iris Calling. I'm going to call Brian from Iris Calling. And I look them up, and they look familiar because they are familiar. I'll explain. Check it out. Let's call them. I wasn't sure if I was looking up the right band or not, but are you guys from Florida?
Yes, we are.
Really? Where are you guys from in Florida?
Actually, it's a little town called Newport Richey, which is about 40 minutes north of Tampa.
Dude, that's where I'm from.
Get out of here. I swear to God.
Have you played at this place called Bourbon Street before?
Yeah, actually,
oh, my God. Okay, you look familiar. Yeah, I've seen you there before. The drunk person in the corner with all the other drunk people in the corner.
Yeah, that was you?
Yeah.
Right on.
That is insane. So what the hell brings you to, where are we? Twin Falls, man.
We're in Twin Falls. Actually, we were doing some things on the road, and we got stuck playing some crazy stuff. But, you know, our roots are in rock and roll, so that's what we love to do. And we found ourselves making a member change here in the Idaho area, right outside of Twin Falls. And
wow.
What do you know? Here we are.
Iris Calling is kind of a new project for you. Would you say that? Or?
Well, actually, I would have to say Iris Calling is a very, very old project. If being from Newport Richey, you might have known Ron and Ron.
Yeah. From like a long time ago, but yeah.
And they used to have the prank on there. Hello, this is Iris Calling. And we kind of snagged it on there. Don't tell Ron and Ron.
It almost sounds like old school punk, kind of, sort of.
Right?
But, yeah, I thought you guys were going to be young dudes.
We were a bunch of hairballs, you know, and I'm not to say that some of us still aren't, but.
Right.
You know, so the whole thing was just, you know, get around, throw the hair around, play your heart out.
Fantasy question time for you. It's not that dirty, unfortunately. Okay, so anywhere in the world, where would you play, real or fake? And who's the opening band for you? Put you on the spot.
Yeah, I know, really. Put me right there. Well, you know, I've toured around approximately 18, 19 states, and the one state I haven't made it to that I really want to get to and play is California, just because they say that's the place to be for rock and roll music, you know? And because I haven't been out there, I don't really know where to play out there. I just want to get out there.
We've
opened up. We got to open up for Dokken and L.A. Guns, and that was a blast.
And, yeah, I think I was at that show, too. I was, again, the drunk person in the corner with all the other drunk people.
Yeah.
There seems to be a pattern here. I got to see my doctor about it. All right, without further ado, here's Iris Calling with Take a Walk in My Shoes, the radio debut here on 98.3 The Snakes. Repeat it or delete it.
Bye. intersection, and right next to me the light turns red and a car pulls up, and it's a mom and her two kids, and she tells the kids not to look at me because she doesn't want to draw attention to herself. Then she reaches over and rolls up the window and locks the doors, because she's afraid I'm going to run around the other side of the car, rip her door open, carjack her, molest the kids, rape her, leave her for dead, take Polaroid pictures of her, and try to sell them on the black market like some kind of pervert or something.
Pervert, pervert.
You don't know what you're putting me through. You don't know that you walk the line in my shoes. Take a walk in my shoes. Walk a mile. Driving along, minding my own business, and I look up in my rearview mirror, and I see a cop's blue light flashing, and he pulls me over, and he asks me for my license, my registration, and then he goes on this binge about if I have any illegal drugs or narcotics on me, like I fit some kind of profile from America's Most Wanted, and I look like some kind of drug pusher that's been hanging around the playground, selling drugs to kindergartners, and he treats me as if I'm some kind of public menace, menace. You don't know what you're putting me through. You don't know that you walked a mile in my shoes. Take a walk in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Take a walk in my shoes.
Now for Repeat It or Delete It. Online at 983thesnake.com or on location at Diamond's Bar and Grill on 220 West Main Street in Jerome or Puff and Stuff Smoke Shop in the Lincoln Plaza in Jerome. Rock the vote at 983thesnake.com.
Hey, this is Brian. If you want to take a walk in our shoes, take a vote for us. Thank you.
We're back with Repeat It or Delete It, all brought to you by Diamond's Bar and Grill on 220 West Main Street in Jerome. I'm Kendra Wolf. This is 98.3 The Snake. You've heard from half the world. You've heard from Iris Calling. Now it's up to you. The best band wins. The band with the most votes win. You can vote online, 983thesnake.com, or vote at Puff and Stuff Smoke Shop in the Lincoln Plaza in Jerome, or vote at Diamond's Bar and Grill on 220 West Main Street in Jerome. One vote per person. And when you vote at those sponsor locations, you get a bonus code. Good times. So may the best band win. The show's going to be replayed this Saturday at 6 p.m. You can hear the show online. Again, 983thesnake.com. Just vote. Rock the vote at 983thesnake.com. I'm outie.